From Washington, this is VOA News. Russia recognizing NATO and the U.S. as threats. The African Union reporting it has killed militants from Somalia's base attack. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. Russia has adopted a new version of its military doctrine, approved by President Vladimir Putin, naming NATO and the United States as major threats to its national security. Changed portions outline the threat Russia sees in NATO's expansion and military buildup, specifically mentioning the new, quote, strategic anti-ballistic missile systems, unquote, and the alliance's move to take on what Russia says are global functions realized with violation of international law. A NATO spokesman told VOA the alliance poses no threat to Russia or to any nation. The African Union says it has killed the last three of eight al-Shabaab militants who attacked its base in the Somali capital of Mogadishu, bringing the death toll to 14. A spokesman for the AU mission in Somalia tells VOA five AU peacekeepers and a foreign contractor died in Thursday's raid on one of the city's most fortified bases. The identity and nationality of the foreign contractor have not been released. Colonel Ali Adan Hamoud said an investigation is underway to find out how militants dressed in Somali uniforms infiltrated the Halain facility near Mogadishu International Airport.
From our coordination, there will be some change, for sure.
Witness accounts say at least 37 civilians have been killed by Syria government airstrikes in an area controlled by Islamic State fighters. According to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, seven children and two women were among those killed in the attack on Al-Bab and the nearby town of Kabesin. More on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukraine and pro-Russian separatists started an exchange of prisoners of war Friday. The POW exchange is part of an agreement reached between parties earlier this week. The swap involves more than 220 separatist and 150 Ukrainian troops captured fighting in eastern Ukraine in the past 8 months. Beachside memorials, moments of silence, and religious services are being held across Asia, marking the 10th anniversary of the Indian Ocean tsunami that killed over 200,000 people in 2004. Ron Corbin has more on the memorials that occurred on this Friday and why, in spite of tsunami warning systems, residents could be caught still in danger.
In Thailand's southern Phang Nga province, ceremonies marking the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami tragedy were held near a marooned Thai police boat left inland by the waves force a decade ago. Across the region, 230,000 people lost their lives. The tragedy triggered a massive international effort to put in place early warning systems, but there are fears now of growing complacency among local populations and governments. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
Pakistani fighter planes and suspected U.S. drone strikes killed at least 30 Islamist fighters early Friday, including militant commanders in the remote North Waziristan region. The strikes targeted compounds of Taliban and Uzbek militants near the Afghan border with what the army called very effective and precise aerial strikes. They come as Pakistan ramps up its anti-terror strategy in the wake of a December 16th Pakistani Taliban attack on an army-run school in Peshawar that killed nearly 150 people. Economists in Malawi say the country is likely to continue facing financial challenges in 2015 unless the government can regain the confidence of donors. To date, donors are still withholding 40% of budgetary support due to the corruption scandal known as Cashgate. In stocks in the U.S. on Friday, the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all finished upward, ending a good week for the Dow, finishing the week at 18,053. More than $1 million in gross box office receipts Thursday for the limited release of the film The Interview. That's according to Sony Pictures. A senior official at Sony said the company is very grateful to the people who came out to watch The Interview on the first day it was in theaters. That was Thursday. North Korea condemned the movie, a fictional story about the intelligence to assassinate North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.